Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom delivered with a side of caffeine and a whole lot of real talk. Today, we're diving into something absolutely crucial: understanding the power of positive self-talk. Ever notice how those little voices in our heads can either be our biggest cheerleader or harshest critic? It's like having an internal commentary booth that constantly narrates our lives. And trust me, when it's full of negativity, it can really throw you off your game. But here's the good news. We have a power to change that narrative. Positive self-talk is like hitting the refresh button on your mindset. It's about replacing those negative, self-defeating thoughts with empowering and encouraging ones. Think of it this way: your brain is a muscle, and just like any muscle, it gets stronger with consistent training. When you repeatedly tell yourself positive affirmations, you're essentially strengthening that mental muscle, making it more resilient to negativity. This isn't about ignoring your challenges or pretending everything's perfect. It's about approaching them with a more optimistic and resourceful mindset. So, how do we actually make the shift? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, awareness is key. Pay attention to those inner voices. Notice the patterns in your thoughts. What triggers negativity? Is it a specific situation, a certain person, or even just a random thought that pops up? Once you're aware of these patterns, you can start to challenge them. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions rather than facts. By questioning their validity, we can start to dismantle them. Imagine someone telling you, you're not good enough, and you instantly retort, prove it. That's the kind of assertiveness we need when those inner critics show up. Third, reframe your perspective. Instead of focusing on what's wrong, look for the silver lining. Even in challenging situations, there are always lessons to be learned and opportunities for growth. Remember that time you failed miserably at something? You probably learned a valuable lesson from it. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over them, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Remember, you're not defined by your failures, you're defined by how you bounce back. Finally, celebrate your successes. No matter how small they seem, acknowledge your achievements and give yourself credit for your hard work. Positive reinforcement goes a long way in building self-esteem and confidence. You've got this. Now, let me paint you a picture. Picture Sarah, someone who constantly puts herself down. She thinks she's not intelligent enough, attractive enough, or capable enough. This negativity holds her back from trying new things, pursuing her dreams, and even enjoying simple pleasures. One day, Sarah decides to change this pattern. She starts practicing positive self-talk. She replaces negative thoughts with affirmations like, I'm capable, I am worthy, and I believe in myself. Gradually, she begins to see a shift. She feels more confident, takes more risks, and starts enjoying life more. Remember, Sarah's story doesn't happen overnight. It takes consistent effort and dedication, but the payoff is worth it. By cultivating a positive inner dialogue, we can unlock our full potential, overcome challenges with resilience, and create a life filled with joy and purpose. So, are you ready to become your own cheerleader? Start small, choose 1 or 2 affirmations that resonate with you, and repeat them throughout the day. Notice how your thoughts and feelings shift as you practice. Remember, you have the power to change your story. Share this episode with someone who needs a little encouragement, leave a review if it resonated with you, and let's continue this conversation on social media. Until next time, keep that stoic state of mind strong, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.